This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in September of this year. We're talking about Global Track Solutions, Inc., a.k.a. Psychedelic, if you will. They trade on the OTC markets, and if you are on there, you can find them under the ticker symbol PSYC. And with us today, to bring us up to speed, is the CEO of the company, Mr. David Flores. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thank you so much.
For my new listeners, if you would, just give us a real brief understanding of who you guys are.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, for some of the new listeners out there, people that are coming across Global Track Solutions for the first time, you know, Global Track is a company here that really is part of a group of companies that are within the public markets and that are really the first in many respects to be, openly involved here with the space in medicinal psychedelics. And so, you know, with that, we have our flagship website, Psychedelic Spotlight, which is a digital media platform providing news, information, resources, exclusive interviews, all related to this emerging space of psychedelics. And so, you know, it's really our entry point into the industry. Many people who are out there maybe have been familiar with Global Track Solutions know that, you know, we've been synonymous with the moniker, a diversified holding company. And so during this period of repositioning and transitioning, moving out of the cannabis space and into the psychedelic space, you know, we are looking to reemerge as a legitimate, diversified holding company. That is my focus, and all of it being focused here, you know, within the emerging space of psychedelics, where we've got a lot of exciting growth potential.
You know, I would definitely ditto that, because my research over the weekend, I can't believe how much momentum is building up in the last couple of weeks in the medical psychedelic space. That being said, as a public company within the emerging psychedelic space, how is Global Track Solutions leveraging the momentum to increase its presence within the public marketplace and investment community?
Right. So, I mean, what we're fortunate here, we're, you know, over the last couple of months, we've really seen that momentum pick up. And a lot of it's highlighted by the success of the IPO from Compass Pathways. And, you know, them going out and, you know, really becoming the first psychedelic-based company to actually see themselves, based on their market cap, at a valuation of over $1 billion. And the fact that they shattered all expectations going into that IPO, raising over $127 million with it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. And what it's done is it's really sent a message to the investment community and the public markets that the psychedelic industry has arrived. It's here. It's ready for this next phase of growth. You know, it's been an industry in a space for the better part of the last 2 or 3 years that's sort of been progressing at a steady pace. But make no mistake about it, it's here. And so for us at Global Track Solutions, you know, being able to capitalize and leverage off of the momentum that we are seeing here, it's important, because I'd like to think that we're in a very unique position here as a company to be able to get involved here in this space early on at a time, you know, where, you know, we can come in and claim our stake here in this industry and establish an identity for ourselves before you have this wave of companies starting to get involved, which I expect to see. We saw it in the early years of the cannabis space. So for us, this is about establishing our network, building an identity here for us, and being able to, you know, really create a network and, you know, identify the opportunities that make sense that we want to incorporate into our business model. Again, with the goal and the objective of creating diversification that's going to drive value for our shareholders and our stakeholders. And we're talking, you know, not just short-term value, we're talking long-term sustainable value. That's my focus. That's what I'm motivated on. And so being able to assess the landscape here within this industry right now as it's still developing, it really creates an opportunistic, you know, position for us right now. And I'm trying to absolutely make the most of it, to identify the right opportunities that make sense to incorporate into our business model. Again, understanding that we're in this for the long haul. We're not out there trying to just get our hands on every opportunity that's out there. It's got to make sense for what we are trying to establish and develop here. And so that's really what it's about. And, you know, obviously seeing the momentum here, it helps. It lends a level of credibility and legitimacy to the industry. So, of course, that's something we absolutely intend on, leveraging here.
The company's flagship website is Psychedelic Spotlight. It seems to be developing an impressive identity within the psychedelic industry. Would you like to share some of the progress that's been made recently with your company and that particular website?
Yeah, of course. So for those who may not be familiar with it, we just launched Psychedelic Spotlight back in May of this year. And I'd like to really say that I'm encouraged with the progress that we have made in that relatively short amount of time. You know, it has developed into a brand and a name that is now familiar amongst other leaders and other advocates and other companies within the psychedelic community. And, you know, we've accomplished that by going out there and really being somewhat aggressive in expanding our network and connecting with other leaders and other companies and featuring them, you know, in interviews and developing, you know, thought-provoking, fact-driven content that we're putting out there that really is, you know, lending to the advocacy of psychedelics at a time right now where we are really trying to push it into the mainstream. And so for us, now that we've got the foundation sort of established under the digital media platform for Psychedelic Spotlight, we're looking at ways to fortify it. And so we brought in a digital marketing company, Sun City Advising out of San Diego. Their focus is really on optimizing SEO, which, as you know, is incredibly important if you want to expand your audience, you know, within the digital space. And so we're doing that, looking at keyword searches and how, you know, we can make sure that whenever somebody is out there researching and looking up medicinal psychedelics, how are we going to be able to make sure that they are led to Psychedelic Spotlight? That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring in everybody here. We want to be that hub for all news and all information and everything related to medicinal psychedelics. So being able to fortify that platform with the right analytics and the right tools that's going to increase our audience is our focus, you know. And, you know, we're almost, you know, by the end of the year, we'll be up to 10,000 subscribers on our newsletter. So that's moving in the right direction. And so everything is just progressing, moving along. And I couldn't be, you know, more excited for, you know, being able to, you know, get Psychedelic Spotlight to where it is and where it's going to be going into next year.
I'm at home. I'm listening to this interview. I use CBD. I use CBG. Why am I listening, and why should I be intrigued about medicinal psychedelic? What makes up that component, if you would? Educate me.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think we all can probably admit that, you know, for the better part of the last several years, we as a society have been in the midst of an epidemic, you know, of mental health conditions.
Absolutely.
Anxiety, PTSD, addiction. And, you know, to be open, you know, I've shared this in the past, you know, I lost my father a little over 2 years ago after a long battle with depression and addiction. And that's really what motivated me and lit that fire inside of me to want to be able to push psychedelics in the mainstream, because there's this frustration, you know, seeing that, you know, we're drugs from big pharma, you know, and treatments that have been used for the better part of the last several decades, just not working anymore. They're not.
Yeah, they just got sued for billions of dollars here this week. The biggest opioid manufacturer did.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, but seeing how they're falling short and they're not actually helping the people that need to be helped here. And,
right.
You know, seeing the potential that we have here and, you know, how medicinal psychedelics, when incorporated into the right therapeutic programs here, can actually help people overcome their addiction, overcome their anxiety, and overcome it for good. This isn't just a, you know, we're not just managing it. We're actually treating it. We're going to the source of the problem. That, to me, is really why medicinal psychedelics need to be placed on an even playing field with big pharma. And so that, to me, is where the potential exists here. And that's what separates it from other drugs and other treatments that have been utilized. So, and if anybody out there, you know, is still skeptical, I mean, there's a ton of literature, a ton of information out there. I encourage them to go to Psychedelic Spotlight, where they can find, you know, some good information and resources about what actually is happening here. But it's a mission, you know, and we're continuing to progress here. But I'm very encouraged with, you know, getting psychedelics to where they need to be.
Let's talk about the investment community before I let you go. What steps are you guys taking right now to demonstrate to those in the investment community that your company is, in fact, dedicated and focused in developing a reasonable path to generating revenues?
Right. So, I mean, a lot of it, you know, is happening behind the scenes, you know, and I can share that, you know, every day my focus is, again, on expanding my network here within the space. It's communicating and networking with other leaders and other companies, because at the end of the day, bringing that diversification back into Global Track Solutions, but making sure that it fits within, you know, what we're doing here within the medicinal psychedelic space is very important to me. I mentioned it before, I'll mention it again, you know, we're in this for the long haul. You know, this isn't about trying to turn a quick buck or trying to do anything, you know, in the short term. This is a long term, situation here with us with Global Track Solutions in medicinal psychedelics. Again, with it being a personal mission of mine, I want to see this through. But at the end of the day, this is really about, you know, identifying opportunities that we can incorporate into our business model that will drive sustainable shareholder and stakeholder value for the long term. So again, it's finding those opportunities that make sense for us. It's not just going out there and grabbing whatever opportunities out there. It has to make sense, and it's got to have that balance between being able to fit within our business model, you know, lend a level of advocacy to the industry itself and continue to push psychedelics into the mainstream, because as we help this industry grow, it, you know, it trickles down. It benefits us as a company. It creates more opportunities that we can plug ourselves into. So just being cognizant of those opportunities and exploring them, you know, and not, you know, not just jumping at everything, but actually taking the time to, you know, do our due diligence and explore everything. That's what the focus is here.
David, I want to thank you for joining me today. My guest has been Global Track Solutions here on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PSYC. I wish you nothing but the best, and very informative, and hopefully you come back on in, you know, 40 or 50 days and give myself and my listeners an update of what's going on.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.